Hello everyone, my name is Star Wars Metropolis, and in today's video we will be discussing my review of Star Wars The Bad Batch Episode 1. Now, just as a warning, this will be a spoiler review, so if you haven't seen the episode yet for some reason, go and watch it and you can come straight back here. Go ahead, I'm waiting. Okay, this is taking too long, I want to blow some stuff up. Alrighty, so let's get into the video. So at the very beginning, where it showed the title card of Star Wars The Clone Wars and slowly burns away into the Bad Batch logo, I thought that was awesome, and it really sets a mood for how this show is going to go and what kind of show this is going to be. And that burning away of the Clone Wars logo into the Bad Batch is really symbolic of how the Empire burned away the Republic to become the Empire itself, stronger than the Republic that preceded it. General Tarkin's words, not mine. Now, after the logo opening, we get the actual opening, where a group of Republic clones are being pinned down by Separatist forces, and of course, none other than Jedi Padawan Caleb Doom comes running out with reinforcements. Now, if you didn't know, Caleb Doom is actually Kanan Jarrus from Star Wars Rebels. Now, the reason why he uses a different name in Rebels is because, obviously, after Order 66, he wanted to disappear, so to not be tracked down and hunted down by the Empire, he changed his name, plays low, doesn't use his force powers, keeps away his lightsaber as not obviously attract attention. Hey, I'm a Jedi. He basically did what Cal Kestis did from Fallen Order, but he actually didn't get caught for a long time, unlike a certain Jedi. So after the Bad Batch make their entrance and destroy all the tanks with some pretty interesting ingenuity, Kanan goes with Hunter and the rest to go launch a counterattack against the droids who are on their way. And of course, right after Caleb and the rest of Bad Batch start to leave, commanding clone officer gets a call from Emperor Palpatine to execute Order 66. Now, as all this is going on, the Bad Batch is all confused on what's going on and why everyone is firing at the Jedi. Well, all of them except for Crosshair. Crosshair starts acting a little strange and starts firing at Caleb. And this causes Caleb to run into the forest and try to escape from them. Hunter and Crosshair try to follow him, and when they get to the bottom, Crosshair says something very important, especially if you watched Star Wars The Clone Wars. Crosshair says, "Good soldiers follow orders." Now, the last time we heard that was when Tup shot his Jedi Master in cold blood in Season 6. In the first episode, when his inhibitor chip was malfunctioning and it caused him to execute Order 66 early, without the verbal confirmation from Sidious. Now, of course, we find out later that the reason why Crosshair was the only one trying to follow Order 66 was because he was the only one who had the inhibitor chip still functioning inside of his head. All the rest of the Bad Batch had such mutations in their bodies that it caused the inhibitor chip to completely stop working, and all the rest of them, except for Crosshair, that was the only person that had the inhibitor chip somewhat working, which was a plot point they used later in the episode, but I'll get to that later. Now, Crosshair keeps trying to find Caleb, and he keeps finding him and shooting at him, and then Caleb finally knocks him down, and then he starts trying to run away from Hunter, and Hunter chases him to a giant ravine, and Caleb jumps over the ravine and then disappears until Star Wars Rebels. And Crosshair comes up behind Hunter and says, "Where's the kid?" And then Hunter replies, "He fell and he didn't make it." And then, of course, I like the remark that Crosshair says later when they're on the ship going back. Crosshair says, "Normally you're looking down, not across, when someone falls." And then Hunter replies, "Some people just don't want to watch." And I don't know why I like that remark so much, especially with the comeback from Hunter, but if you've watched Season 7, which I'm guessing you have, the Bad Batch arc at the beginning of Season 7, where they were much more, air quotes, friendlier with each other, it just shows how much of the inhibitor chip is affecting Crosshair's decision making. Now, it's not a lot, like it's not the execute Order 66 completely, 100% follow all orders completely, everything is word is law, but it's affecting his judgment just a little bit, to where he feels like he's making the correct decisions on his own judgment when it's actually the chip goading him into and pushing his judgment into a certain way so he could follow the order in any order that he gets. And throughout this whole episode until the end, Crosshair's arguing with Hunter, saying every single call he made since that beginning of the day when he didn't take out the Padawan has been wrong and he's not fit to lead. He's always been like the serious, stoic, too cool for words kind of character, and him getting this heated in an argument about what's wrong and what's right and good soldiers follow orders is really interesting because this dynamic is great. Hearing all these characters and seeing their perspective of what's happening and the Empire that's just rising from their feet, it's just super interesting. Now, throughout the episode, a running theme is Tarkin doesn't want to use clones because any recruit that he could get from propaganda is half the cost and plus one loyalist to the Emperor and to the Empire. So when the Bad Batch get back to Kamino, they are called into a meeting where a hologram of Chancellor Palpatine is giving his speech about creating the new First Galactic Empire, and the Bad Batch are reacting to that. And I like how it's all of this is going through Revenge of the Sith. At the beginning, it was right when General Grievous has been defeated by General Kenobi, and now it's right at the tail end before Padme goes to confront Anakin and Obi-Wan fight. But it's really interesting seeing their perspective at what's happening now rather than we already know what happened. So it's nice to see a different perspective on the events that are happening. And for them, they're just clones. That's all they are. So this entire change into a new empire without clones, possibly at that point, it's completely life-changing for them because that's all they ever known. Now, after that meeting, they find Omega. And Omega seems to remember them, although none of them remember her. And I originally thought that Omega was going to be sort of like an annoying character. But after watching the rest of this episode, she's not actually that annoying, which I'm really glad for. The part where General Tarkin orders the clones, specifically Bad Batch, to show their skills and prove that the Empire would be beneficial by getting more clones to be its military force than being comprised of just citizens, which in the end it does turn out to be that way. The Bad Batch fight through a bunch of training droids, and then after that, General Tarkin makes them fight against what looks like very early designs of Dark Troopers from The Mandalorian, and it's really cool to see them here because they're not like prototypes, they're more like just an early, not fully deployed version of the Death Trooper. And of course, in the end, the Bad Batch do claim victory, they do win, but at the distaste of General Tarkin in the process. After that, Tarkin tests the Bad Batch with going to defeat a Separatist encampment, but little do they know that it's actually Saw Gerrera and his band of rebels at the very beginning. While the rebellion was started, it was very, very small at that point, and if they wanted to, the Bad Batch totally could have taken them all out. And it's here where we get another scene that Crosshair is angry, and his inhibitor chip is comparing his judgment to where he thinks that he's the one should be making the calls, and that Hunter isn't fit to lead because he keeps disobeying orders. Now, after this, they all realize that Omega is actually a clone like them, a genetically modified clone like themselves, and they decide to go back to Kamino and get her. To where, when they get back to Kamino, they realize General Tarkin was spying on them, and Tarkin orders them to be locked up. Now, there's a very interesting detail here that I noticed, that they explain why, a lore reason behind why Wrecker can punch his way through the wall, at least just a little bit, is because the Kaminoans did not build these brigs for keeping prisoners. It was before the Clone Wars, so they didn't need anything, because they're just a cloning facility, they didn't need to build that for keeping prisoners. They didn't have any, and there wasn't a war going on, so they didn't need any. So it's really cool to see a very interesting lore reason as to why they can escape, and it actually makes sense as to why that happens as well. Crosshair gets taken to be examined because he's the only one whose chip is still functioning, at least just a little bit. So Tarkin orders his chip to be dialed up to 11, so that now he will have complete loyalty to the Empire and completely follow orders. Because before, he was just doing it out of his own judgment, but being influenced by it, and now the chip is just completely controlling his sense of morality and everything. And of course, the Bad Batch escape, and they find their way to the hangar, which is where all the weapons and gear are being stored, and Crosshair chases them, and Wrecker manages to get injured in the middle of the battle. And with Wrecker being injured, and Crosshair being focused on trying to eliminate Hunter and the rest, right about where Hunter is about to get shot, carrying Wrecker onto the ship, and Tech and Echo, Omega takes a blaster and snipes his weapon from extremely far away. Now, this, when I saw this originally, I was like, so either she has force powers, or maybe there's something more going on, because the only other person that can make that shot, besides a Jedi, is Crosshair. And maybe she has some kind of ability, or all the abilities of every genetically modified clone in the Bad Batch. I know it's like a common theory, especially now, because her being force sensitive wouldn't really line up with the timeline, especially with everything with Baby Yoda and the Mandalorian. That's really where they started it, or at least we're getting somewhere with it. But seeing her shoot from that far away, I didn't want to believe it at first, but then I was like, it's Dave Filoni. They will make a satisfying way to explain how she did that and why she is how she is. All in all, I thought this was a very, very good episode. I kind of wish it was 2 hours long, because that's how good it was. But thank you to everyone who was watching. If you made it this far, if you enjoyed, be sure to give me a like, and if you're possibly feeling up to it, why not give me a subscribe? Hope you all have a good day. See you guys later.